Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
News. I'm Daria Aldinger. History unfolding in a New York City courtroom. Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway, starting with jury selection.
This case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this.
The former president addressing reporters before court. Israel's war cabinet met again today as it considers a response to Iran's weekend aerial attack. A tearful Hannah Gutierrez-Reed told a New Mexico courtroom today she's not a monster. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust was sentenced today to 18 months in prison. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Today is April 15th, and that means it's the deadline for most people to file their income taxes. If you live in Massachusetts or Maine, you have until Wednesday, the 17th. Half hour to the close, Dow is down more than 200 points. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. Project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent, and I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
In a local news note today, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating a death here in Park Falls that occurred on the afternoon of April the 13th, this past Saturday, at approximately 4:09 p.m., officers with the Park Falls Police Department responded to reports of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. When they arrived, officers found a deceased adult with multiple gunshot wounds. A handgun was found at the scene. A suspect has been taken into custody. There is no danger to the public at this time. DCI is leading this investigation and are assisted by the Park Falls Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Price County Sheriff's Office, Phillips Police Department, Taylor County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Woodruff Police Department, and the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. DCI is continuing to review the evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Price County District Attorney when the investigation concludes.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won this series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. Just and not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 98 Q Country.
Favorite station, 98 Q Country.
Friday night was living for them lights to come. Such a beautiful liar. Dan and Shay, save me the trouble. You're listening to 98Q Country. I'm Greg Gunderson coming from the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls. Let's take a look at the American Legion drawing. There's a drawing happening this Wednesday, the 17th, as happens every Wednesday at the Park Falls American Legion Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m., the drawing's at 7:30, and the pot for the progressive jackpot currently sits at $6,049. How does it work? Basically, you go down there, you hang out, you have some drinks, you buy some tickets, $5 for six tickets. You get both a red one and a blue one when you buy a ticket. Drawing is at 7:30, and you have to be present to win. You check the ticket of a matching color, and if your number matches, you automatically win $100. Then you choose a card from a table, and if it's a joker, you win another 50, and you draw again. If that card matches the card from the glass cabinet that you pick, you win half the pot, over $3,000 right now. If those cards don't match, the one you picked from the cabinet gets pulled, the number of cards in the deck goes down, and the jackpot goes up by the amount of money from the tickets sold that evening. This has gone up by thousands just over the last couple weeks, so while chances might not be especially high, they are not especially low either. There's already been a couple weeks. That means the odds have already gone up a couple times, and they'll only get higher the more you go. Head over to the Park Falls American Legion Hall, 6 p.m. each Wednesday evening. The drawing's at 7:30. That hour and a half will fly by if you're hanging out. Maybe have a few drinks, have some snacks, some good conversation with everybody else who's trying to win some cash, let's be real. But it's also just a darn good time at the American Legion Hall each Wednesday evening. Go over there, try to win a little over $3,000 this week. The 17th, 6 p.m. the doors open, 7:30 the drawing, and you must be present to win. Back to the country music before we have to say goodbye for the evening. We've got baseball coming up soon, local and statewide. We've got some action with the Phillips at Shawamigan softball game happening and then some Brewers baseball afterwards. But right now, it's Jason Aldean and then Cody Johnson here on 98.3 FM WCQM.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Save big money on roof and floor trusses. Now at Menards, we carry a large selection of pre-built, residential, and post-frame trusses to complete your next building project. Or upload your own truss blueprints online. Or bring your building plans to your local Menards and start designing your trusses today. Save big on trusses at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Chase Elliott is winless no more. The Monday Morning Race Recap is brought to you by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
It had been a long time coming. The last time Chase Elliott won a NASCAR Cup Series race was in the fall of 2022 at Talladega, 42 races ago. That changed Sunday when Chase powered his way to winning at Texas Motor Speedway after surviving double overtime.
It's been a dream to pay respect to Alan Kwicki and doing a Polish victory lap, you know, in the Hooters colors. And that's something I wanted to do for a long time and have just not had the opportunity to do that. Came close a few times. And yeah, as soon as the race was over, I was like, man, we finally got our opportunity to do it and pay respect to him and the partnership. And, you know, Hooters has been around for a long time. And just kind of to see that whole deal come full circle with his championship run, outrunning my dad, and then they're now a partner of mine, and ended a long, you know, a long winless drought for them and myself too.
Chase gets his first win of the year over Brad Keselowski in second, William Byron in third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Daniel Suarez in fifth. Six through ten were Chase Briscoe, Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, and Carson Hocevar. Next up for the NASCAR Cup Series, the Geico 500 from Talladega on Sunday. I'm Mike Bagley. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, lows in the upper 30s to near 40. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, some showers and even a few rumbles of thunder in the late afternoon. Highs close to 60 and breezy. It looks like a rainy Wednesday, brisk east wind, highs mid-50s. It's 60 right now.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one!
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Lynn.
Q Country.
So
better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town. He said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like a George Jones.
Sit there. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwung and Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duo Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome to a beautiful day for softball. My name is Steven Jetlin on behalf of 103.1 Jack FM, bringing you the game today between rival schools, the Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. We'll be joining the game as the first batter has already completed their at-bat. They got a single off a bunt, and it would have been an out, but we had an error at the first base. Second batter for Phillips hit a ground ball to shortstop, got out, but was able to advance the runner from first base to second base. So McGurk, their leadoff hitter, is now on second base, and there is one out for the Loggers. McGurk's up to hit, swing, and it's going to land foul. It bent. That ball almost was perfect, and that would have led someone home easily, as it was hit straight left, curved around the third base, and landed out of bounds, landed foul in the outfield. Good swing, though. Good pitch. Was high and inside. That's what caused it to drag left there. So we are now at a count at 0-1. Swing early, swing and a miss. That is now 0-2. Batter's taking a second out of the box to readjust herself. McGurk now has a 0-2 count here, and Anya, the Brenholt, the pitcher for Schwamming Eagles, has a first chance for strikeout. Swing and a miss. That is strike three and out number two of the first inning here. Anya has now racked up her first K of the day. Swing and a miss, too. All right. Next batter today will be Williams for the Loggers. Anya wastes no time and puts one right down, right in the breadbasket there, but it was just a look, so it was just a strike. No swing there. We now have an 0-1 count going into the second pitch. Huge swing, but that immediately goes foul left field. The ball was high, and so when she went to swing, it hit off the top of the bat on the inside left. We now have another 0-2 count. Anya's in the advantage here. She can be pretty conservative with the pitch. She puts it low. It bounces. The runner decides to stay on second, not go. So we have our first ball on this at-bat. 1-2 count. Let's see what Williams can do here. Trying to dig ourselves out of a hole, right? Let's see what happens. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Strike number two. And that is the end, or strike number three and out number three. That is the end of the inning. Schwamigan Eagles able to recover off their initial error at first base, getting the runner on, and now they will return to the at-bat, and the Loggers will move out on the defense. Good pitching in that inning, opening inning for Anya Brenholt. Number nine is the pitcher for the Phillips Loggers, and that is Eckert. She was third in the batting order, and she also struck out. So it is now her opportunity to see if she can't get some strikeouts moving forward into the bottom of the first inning here today. What a gorgeous day for softball today. I'm looking at the temperature, and it is clear skies. I can see some clouds way off in the distance, but it is 60 degrees. Sun is out. Man, I don't know if you could pick a better day for softball. We're very blessed for that. Awesome. Well, looking at it, we got loggers are warming up. Swamp and Screaming Eagles are getting ready, getting their batting order hammered out. She's getting stretched out, and it looks like Addison Bablick, number 14, center fielder, will be the lead hitter for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. All right, right-handed batter. She is getting ready to enter into the batter box. The ump is just, she's just waiting for the ump to give the signal that the loggers have had enough warm-up going into the bottom of the first. Score remains 0-0 if you're just joining us here on 103.1 Track FM. You can also join us in the Civic Media app. Download that, and not only can you listen to the game, you can also go back and listen to the game after it's been done and recorded and uploaded. All right. Addison Bablick is in the batter box, ready to receive the pitch. First one, swing hit right by the third and third baseman and the shortstop for a single. It just took a two-hopper to the left fielder. First swing, first hit, first base. We'd like to see for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Their dugout was on their feet immediately, and we move right into our second batter. All right. We have a attempted bunt. She pulls back, decides not to take it. While that happens, Bablick goes for the steal in second base, gets it. And so even though we have a strike, or that would be Anya, we get an advanced runner from first to second on a successful steal from Bablick. Good offensive play set up for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. 0-1 count. Heading into the second pitch. High pitch. It's going to be a ball, making the count 1-1. All right, here comes the pitch. Right. Oh, the looks like the ump's going to call that just high. And that's going to put the pitch count to 2-1. Runners staying at second, not even leading off here. Swing low, bounces. It goes right by the catcher, and that's going to be a free base for Bablick, who basically jogs to third. And now we have a runner in scoring position with no outs, and the count is now 3-1. Anya Brenholt probably should hold her bat in case she gets a walk, but we'll see what happens here. Ken Eckert, and that is a walk. That was a high and left. And that is a four balls, one strike outing for Eckert. All right, third batter today. Angie Babin, that's going to be off the catcher's mitt. It's going to be an error, and they're going to call it safe. First run scored for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. But while that's all happening, the runner that was on first got all the way to third. So now Anya Brenholt's in perfect position. She's in scoring position. The score's now 1-0. Sorry, there'd be 1-0. Okay. Swamigan Screaming Eagles open up early in this game in the first inning, putting points on the board. They have a runner in scoring position, zero outs. And we now have our batter up here hitting left. Do we got pitch comes in? Pitch is low. It's going to be called ball. Count is now 2 balls, 0 strikes. Heading in here. All right. Batter's ready. Pitch is ready. Comes right down. Swing and a miss. Strike. Number 19, Angie Bebu, caught swinging there. Swing a little early. So that goes right on by. Good pitch by Eckert. High pitch right there. That'll move it to a 3-1 count as we are now in the danger zone again, once again, for a walk. Now one pitch leeway. Let's see how Bebu plays this. She's going to stay conservative there, receive a fourth ball and a second walk in this first inning. Eckert seems to be either pitching too high or too low, and it's bounced off of the dirt twice, and then the catcher also lost control of the ball twice. So this pitching tandem needs to clean up what they got a little bit, and right there, that was perfect. We have a stolen base by Angie on that exchange there. The catcher was able to catch the ball, but she almost lost it, pulled it back in, and that was enough time for this second base to be stolen. Swing and a hit, but it goes foul before it even goes to first base. And so runners will then remain on third base and second base, as there's two runners in scoring position for the Screaming Eagles, as the Loggers are trying to dig themselves out of this hole. They have zero outs in this inning so far. They are looking to give up a lot more runs. High pitch. That's going to be one ball, one strike for this at-bat. Here we go. I'm sorry, excuse me. One ball, two strikes. High pitch. That's going to move the count to 2-2. Even it out. All right. Batter gets in. Sets her feet. She's ready to receive the pitch. Eckert's looking to get her first out right here. See if she can't get a swing. Pitch high. Full count has just happened. It is now 3-2. 3-2 in the pitch count. If you're just joining us today, Screaming Eagles are in the lead, 1-0 in the bottom, the bottom of the first. We have a swing right down the pipe, and it's going to be a hit. It goes right by the second baseman. It takes a weird bounce over the right fielder's arms. She has to turn around, chase it. This is at least a triple. Goes over the head to the second, and she stops there. What a play. What a great swing and hit. That was a full count, and she dug at it. Was able to hit it, went right by the second baseman. We have an error on the right fielder, and so instead of it being a double, ends up being a triple, and it knocks home two more runners. The score is now 3-0, Screaming Eagles. Loggers have elected to come to the mound as a team as they're conversing with the pitcher and what the plan is going forward. Looks like they've decided, and now all of the Loggers are returning back to their positions, including the outfielders. We have no outs in this inning so far, and it is 0-3 with another runner in scoring position. Screaming Eagles are doing a great job of hanging tight inside the batter box. They're really allowing the good pitches to come to them, and if they're not, just let them fly by. There's no need to be aggressive. Right now, number 6, Jalen Brunell, is now at the batter box. That was an inside pitch right inside the plate, and ump had good eye for it, called it a strike. We are now 0-1 in the count. Eckert pitch, swing, and out. Caught at second baseman. Great play. Brunell took a really good shot at it, but it went basically a laser right to the second baseman, and she was able to pull it down. Great catch, good out for the Loggers. They now have one out. Runner's still in third base, still in scoring position, still have one out, so you can still sack if you need to. Number 26, Janae Schwinski is now at the plate. Swing? No swing. She holds it back, and that will be a ball, low and outside. She's a right-handed hitter. This is going to be second pitch, high. Two balls, zero strikes. So far, we've had all left-handed hitters for the right-handed hitters for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles, and a lot of the pitches have been in the inside. And now that we have a right-handed hitter, a lot of these pitches are on the outside. Yeah, I'm using the right. She's a lefty. Now they're all outside on the pitch. And that's another ball. That's four balls. Take your base. And all of them were outside. Now we have a runner on first, runner on third, one out, 3-0 in the first inning here. And Haley Rauschenbach is now at the plate. That is a high pitch, stolen base for Janae Schwinski. She just ran this. She didn't slide or nothing. That was close because she almost got tagged out there. You need to slide if you're not sure. But either way, success. You now have two runners in scoring position with one out for Rosterbach here. Let's see what she can do. Pitch comes in. Swing. It was a swing and a high pitch. Strike. Good pitch by Ecker. Okay. They're all set. Ecker. Outside pitch. Ball. All right. Count is two balls, one strike. Rosterbach setting her feet. Eckert pitch high. Oh, they're calling that a strike. Although it was a close. I would say that was a high strike. I agree. So it's 2-2 in the count. Ball comes in low off the ground. Eagles hold their ground. They're not going to try to run home with that. The catcher was able to make a good play with her knee and kind of trap the ball nearby. Either way, it's now a full count, and now the batter has an interesting decision. Do you hold or you swing? Eckert has an opportunity to really put this into swing, and it's going to be foul. No, it's caught. Great play by the first baseman for the Loggers. She goes up against the fence and catches the foul ball. That is a great play by number 8. That would be Williams. Good heads-up play by their first baseman. Now there's still two scores in running position, but you have two outs now for the Screaming Eagles, so your options are a little bit more limited. You have to have a base hit here. Otherwise, they're not going to be getting anywhere. Swing and a miss for number 5, which is Zoe Immerman. Count is now, that's the second baseman. The count is now 0-1. Eckert pitch comes in low. No one moves. Counts even out. 1-1. Loggers really hoping to get out of this inning right here. 1-1 count. There's an opportunity here. It's a hit and it's a catch at second base. That's 3 outs. And that's your inning. All right. So far, so good. For the Screaming Eagles, who are hosting the home team today, they are 3-0 against the Loggers. We'll be heading to the second inning, but before that, we're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to 98Q. I'm Steven Jellett here bringing you the game between the Tropic and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. Rival schools here, and the Eagles come out strong in the first inning. They are up 3-0. And the second inning here is getting ready to start. Umps have cleared the plate. The batters are getting warmed up in the batter box, and they are getting ready to kick off the second inning. All right, crowd's starting to come in. I can look left here, and a lot of people kind of trickling in, getting ready. I think, man, today's a perfect day for baseball. If you weren't here, if you're just joining us, it's 60 degrees, and the sun is out and shining. So here we go. All right, Anya Brenholt is ready for to begin pitching. First one comes down. It's a hit and a high, and it's going to be foul. That was a huge hit. I can't see too far down right field, so I can't call foul until I know for sure. But wow, that was a cannon, but it just went right. Good hit by number 30. That'll be Miller. Low pitch, so now the count will be 1-1.